She's speaking. Yes, y'all. This is Nora, and I'm here with a lovely soul today, my cutie patootie. Yes.
Hi, guys. I'm so happy to be here with my girl.
Yes, we're so happy to have you too. Like, actually, I love it. I love to see it. We're here at a little restaurant today.
Catching
the vibe. Yes. Exactly. And it's been a hot minute since I have seen Naomi. Like, that's so crazy. My girl, Super T.
Y'all see, I got the fit on. I had to.
And we're also talking a little bit about modeling because, of course, she models as well.
Yeah, I am a model.
Of course, she does. Like, we all would have suspected. First, we're going to get into the quote of the day. And I'm going to tell you this, and then you can just tell me how you feel like that resonates with you. So style is a deeply personal expression of who you are. And every time you dress, you are affirming a part of yourself.
I think that's so true. I think that does resonate with me, especially like style being a deep expression of yourself. Because for me, I feel like that's what fashion and modeling is like.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like it's connected. Like the way I dress, the way my vibe feels, like that's how I express myself. So like, if I'm feeling kind of calm, like my outfit will reflect that. Versus if I'm feeling like, I don't know, like I want to do a lot, like I want to be cute, I want to be sexy, like, you know, my outfit will reflect that as well.
Exactly. And I feel like people should definitely take clothes more to be something as like a way to express themselves. Like, that's exactly how you like portray yourself to the world. And like, yeah, and you do it so confidently, so I love it, actually. So let's get into it. The themes of my podcast overall is music, truth, and conversation to help us shape into, like, our inner power and into being, like, the best version of ourselves and, like, the most whole version of ourselves, I want to say. So how do you feel like modeling has gotten into you being more whole with yourself and feeling more in touch with yourself?
I think for me, a big thing about modeling is, like, I love being the art. I appreciate being the muse. And I feel like when you're into modeling, you know, you're being dressed up. You know, you're having a certain runway that has this theme or that theme. Like, that allows you to be able to express yourself. Like,
okay, so what do you feel like has been the most empowering part of modeling, but also, like, the most challenging part?
I think definitely the most empowering part, I feel like, is when you're on the runway, when you're doing a shoot, like, you just really kind of get in tune with yourself. Like, I don't know, whether it's like I listen to music to hype myself up beforehand. Like, I feel like it's just like your moment to shine. Like, for your next up on the runway, this is your moment to shine. Like, you're in a shoot and like it's focusing on you. This is your moment.
This
to, like,
is your moment.
And I feel like that's very empowering because, you know, even like in everyday life, like, bro, there's not often where like you're not just a regular person to somebody else just walking down the street. Mm-hmm. But like with modeling and like fashion, there you are, like, you're the star of the show.
Exactly.
And I love to be the star of the show.
Yes. And I love,
like,
that.
Yeah. I feel like challenges that definitely have come with modeling, I think I would say, just, I think that when you're like somebody else's canvas, like being a model, you're somebody else's canvas, like constantly on a regular basis, I think it's easy, like, it's important to stay grounded because it's easy to, when you're somebody else's canvas all the time and somebody else is pushing their vision and their idea onto you, it's like when you're not modeling or like it's a kind of dry season, you're just chilling, you don't have any shoots or runways coming up, like, you might not feel like yourself where you don't know what exactly you feel like or what your vibe is.
You just got to get like lost into that.
Because you're always somebody else's vision. You start to forget who you are to yourself. Like, what's your vibe? That's something that's hectic.
I feel like people get so caught up in booking and being like getting into modeling actually that like they start to lose time for like their own passions and their own creativity,
like just being a person. So
you feel like that's been something you kind of been challenged with?
I feel like it's just like it could get hectic, like in the modeling season, like usually like during the semester, like summer's more calm, like during the semester, like just with everything going on and
with
then
school
constantly
too.
Practicing and then you're constantly like trying to fit this vision that this person has, or they want to do a shoot that has this certain vibe, like when you're not doing it, you kind of have to take a step back and, you know, surround yourself with things that ground you, things
yeah.
that you still love, the people that, like, just to feel like yourself, so you don't always feel like, okay, like, if I'm not modeling,
who am I? Yeah, because you get so caught up and overwhelmed in everything. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, actually. And I feel like that's so, like, it's good that you're making sure that you're intentional with the things that you do in your time, like you said, like, spending time with your family and, like, friends to remind you kind of, like,
who you are. I think it's just important. You don't want to get lost in the sauce, guys. Do not get lost in the sauce. I'm telling y'all. It's so easy.
It really is. Okay, what do you feel like in modeling that's, like, made you feel misunderstood?
I think for me, how I felt misunderstood because of being a model, I don't know. Like, you know, if someone's, like a comedian or something, and then they, like, meet someone and they're like, yeah, like, tell me a joke. Like, like, your model, like, all right, let me see your model walk, or even just, like, how they might perceive you. Like, they might think, I don't know, you carry yourself a certain way, or you think you're above other people.
Yeah.
Or, like, they have this certain already perception of you, like, you're kind of stuck up, or you only, like to do this type of thing, or go for these certain type of people. Like, they just have their own perception that they already bring into it. Just, like, in general, but, yeah, with modeling, I feel like that's the perception. Like, sometimes
for
you can
sure.
feel like, it's not this deep, but I feel like this is the only way I can explain it. Like, this kind of dehumanized, like, you're not really a person, like, you're just, like, this, like, figure, or, like, you're, like, this brand, like, you're
that's
a model, and, like, you're just this
you're
figure.
Nothing
like, you're
more than that,
like, you just dress up, but when they see you, like, having emotions, or, like, being, like, I don't know, just a regular person, they might get scared off, because at first, they like, the idea of, like, oh, I'm talking to a model, or I'm dating
they like more the idea of you than the actual practice of you having
a person.
And, like, living a whole life behind you.
Yeah, like, you are... You're still a person. I feel like it gets weird.
Okay, so let's get into more, like, fashion and how you feel like it connects to you on, like, a deeper level.
I feel like for me, fashion means a lot to me because, honestly, like, I don't know if y'all know this, but y'all are gonna know this. Like, I grew up, like, I have, like, four siblings.
Yes.
So it's five of us. And then I'm also a twin. We're not identical, but, like, I'm still a twin. Like, right, we together. And, like, so growing up, it was kind of hard for me to have my own individuality. Like, it just felt like it was safer. It was better to kind of just blend in. Like, you don't want to stand out. You don't want to, like, I feel like I always had that mindset. And not to mention, like, I love my mom, but, like, she, like, up until, like, high school, she had this obsession with, like, my sister and I dressing alike. Like, I don't know what the
it's that twin culture, y'all.
Are of, like, doing that to twins. But I've talked to her before about this. Like, I feel like there's definitely effects of doing that. Like, no, I'm talking, sure. like, it would be even, I would try so hard kind of just to do a little something that, like, I'm just myself. Like, I'm parting my hair to the side, or I have a headband, or I wear different shoes. It was like, it was kind of looked down upon. So, like,
really?
Like, it was like, bro, why are you guys not wearing the same outfit? And it's like, bro, I would express that I don't want to wear the same outfit. Like, I'm going to wear something else. I feel like for me, definitely, like, with COVID, like, I was in 10th grade. Like, it was end of 9th grade. We didn't finish. We didn't even finish when COVID happened, lockdown.
No, literally.
And so, like, that and going into 10th grade, that's when I really just started to explore, like, my creativity. Like, I kind of like dressing up or, like, doing my hair a certain way.
It gave you space to, like, explore yourself, like, outside of your twin.
Yeah.
Like,
doing different with my makeup and my hair. Like, I didn't really have a personal style. Like, I was dressing, like, the DMV. Oh, this is what I like. It's just like, okay, this is what I'm putting on. When it came to 10th grade, like, that's when I started to explore and really get into what do I like and, like, what's my vibe like. Bro, I literally started being known in high school, like, bro, the girl that always has the outfit on. Like,
yes.
It doesn't matter if it's rain or snow.
No,
fine.
Bitch.
Like, I
have seen it firsthand. This bitch always got a fit on.
Like,
actually.
Like, you see that? It was literally, like, the girl in the hallway that always has the outfit on. And I'm like, yeah, one of my friends was like, somebody said, like, that one girl in the outfit, like, in the hallway, like, it felt like myself. And I felt like that really helped me bring my confidence as well.
I love that.
Yeah.
So how do you feel like over time too, your, like, style has changed, like, as well with, like, you, like, getting more comfortable with who you want to, like, express yourself to be?
I think, like, when I first started exploring my fashion, like, I don't know. I don't think, like, people should have a label. Like, I know people love to label stuff, like, oh, like, this is Y2K.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, streetwear.
I'm not feeling it anymore.
I don't even specifically, like, I don't know, like, if people say, like, my style is a certain way, I won't be offended. But, like, I personally don't, like, describe myself like, yeah, I dress Y2K,
yeah.
or I dress cottage core, I dress streetwear. Like, I literally
you just wear that
dress
shit.
Whatever
yeah.
I want. And I think, like, when I first started getting into it, like, I really loved Y2K a lot. Like,
me
at
too.
First, like, that was really my brand. So I'm like, yeah, like, I have Y2K down. Like, I don't own no high-rise jeans, guys. All jeans is low-rise.
Yes.
Like, I don't own any high-rise jeans.
I need to know, what's your big three?
I have a little. I'm not, like, super into those.
Okay.
I definitely think it's interesting to know. Like, I love to know. Just
yeah.
because I want to know.
No, you're a Pisces, and I know that because
sure
this,
true,
no, like, you actually started the era of, like, only Pisces coming into my life.
Like
after I met you, like, I've... All my friends have been Pisces.
Right,
I'm like,
Pisces,
whoa, no, yeah.
A Pisces, what is that sun?
Yeah.
And then I'm a Gemini. No, I'm a Leo.
You're
rising.
A Leo rising. I'm a Leo
yes.
rising too.
I'm a Leo rising.
Ah!
I'm a Pisces when they meet me. I don't know.
Because you give
is.
Leo. You do
Pisces.
Give Leo.
I don't know. Like, I'm a Leo rising, and then I'm a Sagittarius moon.
Oh, bitch. Oh, you're a strong, fiery bitch. No way. I love
spirit.
That.
Yeah.
Yes. No, literally, I feel like I have this issue as someone who's a Leo rising. Sometimes I like to portray confidence, especially in my outfits, too. Like, I try to put that shit on once in a while. And, like, even with
yeah.
that, I like to, like, portray confidence through my outfits, even when I don't feel confident.
It's like a, it feels like a shield.
Yeah.
Like, it's like an armor. Like, bruh, you know how they say, like, oh, when you look better, you feel better.
Exactly.
I think that's actually true.
Yeah.
And I think, like, when you dress, like, how you feel confident, like, what makes you feel beautiful or, like, the most, like, you, sexy, whatever kind of vibe you're trying to go for, like, you just feel better. Like, I
yeah.
don't know. Yeah. I feel like, for me also, I could say, like, fashion feels like, I don't know, kind of that protection. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know what this is. You
no, literally,
got
you don't
on,
got
right?
that shit
no,
on
you,
like I
you
do.
You've never seen an outfit like this.
Exactly.
In your life. But, yeah,
exactly.
I think that's definitely.
Yes.
Something I can relate to.
And that should definitely resonate with y'all as well. Like,
yeah.
use fashion as something to, like, mm. you know, like, protect yourself
yeah.
and to, like, make sure that you show off.
Confidence.
Yeah.
So, like, someone trying to talk to you crazy. Like, you can never talk to me crazy. You, I know. Like, I know. You know.
We
know. We like,
know as a
we
collective.
We know. Like, so now, yeah, they can never play with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's a song that you'd play before a big runway show or before a shoot?
I think, right, I know this one song. That Flo Milli song, like, he's feeding it right by his hand on my coochie.
Oh, wait, yes.
Everyone on my mama team does, like, right, if we're, like, in practice and we're just warming up and, like, just doing practice runways, if you want me to eat, play that song.
Period.
Because I'm going to, like, get in the vibe. Like, that song, it just do something to me.
No,
y'all.
Literally.
I don't know. What is it even called?
Flo Milli especially. Damn.
I'll Never Lose Me.
Yes.
I just, like, I love that song. And it just gets me right in the mode I need to be in to focus to do with me and eat. Like,
I
yeah.
love that. I love that. What's a song that reminds you of your very first time modeling?
It's actually from the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Man. And it's that one. Hold on. Like,
is it Travis? Or not?
No. It's not Travis. It's like Scared of the Dark. From the Spider-Man movie. And the only reason is that is because literally, like, when I had my first show coming up, like, there was, like, obviously cuts and trials, and, like, I was new to modeling, like, it had been a few months, or, like, and so, like, it was coming down to, okay, the show is in, like, 3 days, like, you're there, but you're not exactly where we need you to be, and so it's like, okay, you have, like, 3 days to prove that you can be a part
yeah,
of the
show. Yeah, that you can
and,
get
like,
yourself
shout out to
together.
My dogs, like, some of my dogs on the team, like, they was like, bruh, I know you can do this, like, show them you can do this. So it's kind of like, this is my, I have to rise to that occasion.
Exactly.
I was like, Scared of the Dark from Spider-Man. Like, I was playing on the way home, like, bruh, I got to clock in.
Yeah.
Like, this is the song.
That
like,
motivational
I have to
shit.
Rise
like,
to the occasion. And
mm-hmm.
I did. And I walked the show and I ate it. Like,
as
I just had to. I feel like that's what it gave.
The song that captures how you feel when you put your bad bitch fit on.
Lotto's Georgia Peach. It's just something about it. Like, I don't know if they put crack in that song. Like, it's just like, don't like, play. Like, I'm not playing around. I don't know what it is. Like, it just makes
play.
Me get in the mood. Like,
yeah.
I'm playing today. Like,
yeah.
Makes you, like, yeah.
What's a song that makes you feel like you go back to, like, your true, raw self? Like, this is Naomi at her core. Like, for real.
Love Me Not by Raven. By Raven Lynette.
Wait, yes.
I
love
like
this song.
Like, it's so, like, whimsical and joyful, and it's just like so lighthearted.
Yeah,
and I feel like when I'm just trying to like honestly just feel myself and just relax and feel like, you know, everything's okay. Like, I think that's the song I play, like, hey, am I out of my mind? Like, I feel like it just gives me that vibe.
What's a song that makes you feel beautiful when you don't feel seen?
Oh, it's called Run to the Father by Cody Kaynes. It's like a Christian, like, spiritual song. And I feel like it just makes me feel like, yeah, like, bruh, if nobody else, like, is getting my vibe, like, at least God is getting my vibe. Like,
always on your side. Yeah. Always with you. Yeah. And then the last one is a song that represents your era in life that you're in right now.
Went Legit by G Herbo.
Okay, G Herbo.
I do love G Herbo, but I picked that song because that's the one that's like every day something new, beefing with my, but life's still lit. Like every day is something new, but you still got to be lit. Like, I don't know.
Exactly.
Life's still lit. So.
Okay, so how do you feel like you've been navigating dating as a model? And do you feel like people approach you differently once they hear that you're a model?
Yeah, and yeah. I think how I've been navigating dating, like being a model, I think it's just like knowing when people, I don't know, like, I mean, you try your best to know, like, I think there's a difference between people wanting to get to know you and wanting to see, like, how you can help them, like, like romantically, like, even, like, oh, can you, like, I'm not saying, like, you know, if I had a man, I don't, because I don't, but, like, if I had a man and, like, he has a brand and I like it and it's something that fits my brand, like, of course I want to model for it. But just, like, oh, like,
brand, don't take advantage of it, yeah.
We talked for one day and now you want me to model for your brand. It's, like, of course, you know, you want to take different opportunities, but it's also, like, don't just be weird. Like, you're not really trying to talk to me. You're really just trying to get me to do something for your
exactly
brand and use my face and stuff. I think that off the bat, people have, like, a certain perception of me, like we already talked about. Mm-hmm. So, like, they might feel like, I don't know, like, I'm kind of, like, heavy, like, on, like, pride or ego or, like, judgmental. Like, I like fashion, right? And I like to put stuff on, but
right.
I'm not saying, like, I don't know if I would necessarily date a guy who's into fashion.
Yeah.
The stuff they talk about those fashion guys, like, it's kind of true. Like, I don't want a man that's trying to compete with me or, like,
exactly
feel weird. And that's not to say, like, I wouldn't date someone who still likes to dress nice. But, like, I think, like, if you're not, like, heavy on fashion, you value comfy over, you know, putting it on. As long as you don't look a mess, like, okay, that's fine. Like, I don't think, like, I'm like, no, they have to be
I
a
agree
fashion person. Like, that's not a big deal to me. And I think, like, they might think, like, if you don't have, like, I've been told this, like, on our first day, like, I want to make sure I really had a nice outfit because you're a model. Like, if I didn't, you would know. And I just found that so funny because, I mean, I might not like everyone's fit, but I don't think, like, I'm going to be super mean and, like,
exactly,
like, you are disgusting. You
as
like
long as you,
I don't like your outfit.
Exactly.
That's true. I might be like, that was definitely a choice. But you make yours, queen.
I can't.
It's true.
I feel like I can't do fashion niggas. Like, I've tried. I've attempted.
It's like,
and they're, like, actually, like, scary.
Like,
yeah.
It's really the pits. Like,
yeah.
They have a certain, like, the attitude that they think I have is the attitude
that they have.
Like,
no, for real.
Yeah.
Like, why are we just as sassy? Like, so how do you feel like you've dealt with, like, this idea or, well, honestly, kind of this truth sometimes, too, of people, like, falling in love with the idea of you rather than, like, actually you? Like, how do you deal with that?
I think, like, that's actually, like, hurtful, though. Like, I think it's actually hurtful. Like, you can, because I'm a really passionate and emotional person. I'm Pisces. Like, I'm very passionate. You know, if I love, I love hard. Like, and I think, like, it's hurtful to kind of see that, like, I don't know, like, they didn't really see you as a person. They saw you as, like, this thing that was part of, like, their image or, like, what they wanted you to be. I think that that's really weird. And, like,
it
I think
is
how I deal with it is just, like, I mean, if it's early stages, like, I'm talking to someone and it seems like, Brad, they already fantasizing
awesome
about this idea
bullshit
and, like, not really, like, listening and getting to know me, I'm just going to cut you off. I'm like, yeah, I don't think this is going to work. Like, now, if it's, like, a relationship, like, I think it's a little bit harder. Like, I think, because you can start to get lost in, like, okay, like, let me try and kind of morph myself, or even subconsciously, not even know you're morphing yourself into this idea that this person
That's
has.
So real.
Until you get out of it, and you're like, bro, I have not been myself when I was with
you.
And I think for that, like, I've experienced that, like, it kind of feel like in my most recent, like relationship. And I think for me, it's just like, you just go through the heartbreak. Like, you just have to feel it.
You
like,
do.
For a dang, like, it's important, though, for me, like, to not let it make my heart become cold. Because, like, bruh, everyone can say, like, bruh, there have been times, like, bruh, I'm like, all right, I'm done. I hate everybody. I hate them. And, like, I'm just going to be cold and mean. And, like, I'm not going to, like, I'm going to be
But that's not
off.
Actually
but
you, though.
Like,
yeah.
Like open person and like loving person,
yeah.
Like just big on love. Like I get that from my mom. She's a really big like Aww. Everybody. She's just a love bug, and I think it's just important for me not to let like a bad experience change that about myself. So like
yeah.
I may feel like in the moment, like you know, I'll go through a few weeks. Like I actually don't like that guy.
Yeah.
Like I really don't like you, but like move forward as time passes.
Yeah.
Like it is what it is, and that doesn't mean that you won't fall in love again.
You will.
The right person, or that you won't. You don't have different experiences.
Because that person just wasn't the right
they
person. If you
person.
Had to like change yourself
yeah.
to fit into this idea
exactly.
of who they want you
like,
to be.
They weren't your person. Somebody else is.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly. You know? There's hella fish in the sea, y'all.
It's true.
Don't worry.
We in a drought right now. With them, man.
No. Unfortunately, shit, we got what we got
That's
at this true. Point. How do you feel like real intimacy looks then with someone who like sees you as you and not just as a model?
You know, Sarah, when you kind of like feel seen or like reassured, like so for me, like just like doing little stuff, like they know, I don't know, like you've had a hard day or like you've been having a lot going on with practice, like, and they show up for you. Let me also be human, like, not, let me just be a person, like, bro, yeah, I look busted right now, like,
yeah.
We just, like, are just vibing in the house, watching movies, da da da.
Is enough. It shouldn't
enough.
Just be enough. It is
you
enough.
Have to, like, show up and
yeah.
feel like you have to be a certain type of way. Why do you...
No, literally, y'all listen, actually. Yeah, the right person for you is going to take you as you are. You don't have to change your personality. You don't have to change your looks. If, like, everyone's human, evolution is inevitable. You're going to change, obviously. But, like, with that person that you change into, like, they should still be there with you no matter what. You know what I mean? Yeah.
They really are down for you as a person. Like,
exactly.
If you change physically, they would still... It would still be riding for you.
Exactly.
I think
Talk
there's
your
nothing
shit.
Wrong, like, when, like, a guy I'm talking to is always calling me beautiful. Like, of course you like it, especially if you like them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Have you guys ever felt desensitized to hearing that? Like,
yeah.
It's kind of like, all right, like, it's not I don't believe you, but it's just like,
there's
like,
more to me than that.
Yeah, like, and it's like, I love it. You should compliment your girl. We're not saying stop complimenting your girl, da da da. But, like, bruh. What about, like, oh, like,
you're witty,
I love the way you think.
You're intelligent,
yeah, like, you're so smart, yeah. You're like, I don't know, because you just get desensitized and start to be like, dang, like,
is that all?
Is everything, it's the only thing,
exactly,
and it's not, and it shouldn't be that way.
It really isn't, yeah, you have so much more to you than just your looks.
Yeah.
You're a Pisces, and so how do you feel like that shows up in your art and your emotions, in the way you express yourself in modeling even?
Also, like, y'all, I want to be the top model. Like, y'all gonna see this interview, and then one day, like, it's gonna be Vogue, and we're doing another interview
yes,
of my girl interviewing me.
Bitch.
But I think that, like, for me, I feel like I'm also, like, vocal, because it's just, like, you want to also stay true to yourself, like,
mm-hmm.
values, morals, and, like, just what you're okay with and what you're not. Like, if a shoe is, or like, a runway doesn't resonate with me, and, like, it's not really something I'm comfortable with, or I feel like the team's not being treated fairly, the model aren't, I'm quick to be like, yeah, no, like, this is not going. If there's a fit, and, like, I don't like it, like, I might be like, oh, like, here's how I feel like we could, like, maneuver it. Here's some pieces I think we should add. Like, I think I've just always been, like, a vocal person. Like, even
Period.
In my internship last summer, like, they were like, oh, like, most likely to say what everybody else is thinking, and it was me. Like,
yeah.
I just don't like to be, like, I don't want to keep anything unsaid, especially if it's bothering
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Like,
and then
you
it just builds
be,
up within
yeah.
you, and you get upset at everyone else
yeah.
and start lashing out. That's just not necessary at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, so like, for me, like, it's very important to be vocal. And then I think relationship-wise, it's also very important to be vocal, like, because yeah, like I am an emotional girl.
Exactly.
Like I'm as fun as it is, and like
you feel your feelings.
I feel my feelings, and yeah. I feel it big. Like, so if something's really bothering me, and like I'm telling you that, and like obviously it's not really resonating much to you, or I feel like I'm not being heard, or like there's no change happening. No, that's a big no. It's a big problem. Like, we have a big problem. Like,
actually,
I don't like that, because it will start to affect me.
Exactly.
Like, I'm so emotional, and like I feel things deeply. Like, it will start to turn inside, and no, it's really you.
Exactly. Because you're expressing yourself, yeah. And you're like making, like you're trying to be heard, and yeah. They're just not listening, and it's yeah. Just like, yeah, it starts to make you feel like you're the problem, yeah. But like you're not, y'all.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Expressing your truth will never, like, that'll never, ever, ever, ever be a bad thing.
Exactly.
Never.
And if it is, like, they're not the one. If
exactly.
They're not the one, like, trust. Exactly. They like you, like, when I like someone, like, I'm going, it's like a DIY, da, da, da. Like,
no, for real.
You just want to make that person feel valued and special. And mm-hmm. I'm like, if it's not reciprocated, like, all right, I'm not feeling the vibes here. Like, I'm in enemy territory. I have got to go today, right now.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately at that. So this is my last question. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like you've protected your energy and, like, stayed inspired and stayed true to yourself?
I feel like I always want to make sure to, like, stay grounded in my faith and, like, in God. Like, whether that's, like, you know, when you get so caught up in everything, whether it's praying, whether it's me getting in the word, going to church, or like surrounding myself with like other believers in my life, just to ground myself and give me that perspective, like above anything, or like whatever's going on, you know, I can go to God and come back to myself. I feel like for creativity, like I feel like it's kind of a similar thing. Like I have a lot of creative friends. I have a lot, like my many, like I just have a lot of friends, like whether it's modeling, it's they do art, they do photography, they write, like. And so I feel like, bruh, hey, do you want to come over and we watch a show and paint?
Yeah.
Do you want to go, like, go write some poetry, go to a museum? Like, I think surrounding myself by creatives.
I love that.
That's how I recharge. Like, also just give yourself that grace to, like, oh, because I feel like also why I stopped, and, like, there were times I wanted to start but didn't again, because I'm like, what if it's not as good? Like,
oh my
then
God.
I'm going to be really, really mad. Like, if it's not as good, like, if it's not really,
no,
like, then I'm going to be like, bruh, this is actually terrible. Like, I shouldn't do this again. But, like, just giving yourself that grace to, like, bruh, you have to just start.
This is perfect. This is gorgeous. I want to get now into, like, I know we did a lot of music in your podcast episode, but like the last couple of minutes, I look at what viewers or listeners gave in, and like said that there's their like favorite song at the moment and stuff. So I want you to say two songs that you feel like is your favorite song, and I say two songs that are my favorite song.
I really like this, like an old song, but I really like that. It's called Drive and Disconnect by Nao, NAO.
Oh.
I just feel like it's such a vibe, and it gives me summer, and it just makes me feel like also, I don't know, it's kind of inspirational a little bit. Like, find a better place than this. Like, bruh, you don't have to stay, like, it's somewhere you don't feel welcome, you don't feel happy. Like,
yes.
Bruh, just give yourself the opportunity to grow. Oh, I like this song, Mud, from Giveon's new album.
Ooh.
I like it. I think it's just really beautiful. It's for, you know, the romantics. Y'all aren't real romantic.
Aww.
I like it. I think it just has really pretty vibes.
Okay, period. These are four of the songs that I got from listeners. Life's on the Line by 50 Cent. LOL. Best of Victony by DJ Sides. Okay. Black and Tan by Lancey Fox. And C'est Beau La Vie by Jean Ferrat. And then...
I love the French song.
Right? It's actually really cute.
I don't know what they're saying, but it's just like...
So tranquil. Like,
yeah.
American Girl by Kilo Kish is my song. All right, y'all. On the next episode, we'll be talking very briefly very soon.